guys. Today we are in Radio Wave with an interesting topic about the future of education in virtual environments, presented by our team. Samuel Rodriguez with the interviews, Valeria Blanco with our conclusion, and me, Juan Pablo Perez, as the presenter. And now I leave you with my partner, Samuel.
Thank you, Pablo. Hello to our listeners. First, for you to have an idea of our information, we will be talking about what is a virtual environment. A virtual environment is an ambient in which you are surrounded of technology, and as you should know, technology tends people to disconcentrate and divert them of what they are doing. So now, we are going to listen some opinions throughout the interview. So now, we are here with Nicolás and Valentina. So Valentina, how do you imagine virtual environments might change the way teachers teach and students learn?
I think teachers can use virtual simulations to demonstrate complex concepts and also take students on virtual field trips to explore different cultures or historical events.
Nicolás, what challenges do you think schools might face when implementing virtual learning environments?
I think implementing virtual learning environments in schools may face challenges related to infrastructure first, as not all schools may have the necessary technology or internet access.
Now, Pablo speaking, in this topic we can see how the electronic devices take us to make things that we shouldn't be doing while studying.
With me, Valeria, we're going to see some examples. People do things like chatting, seeing social media, playing, copying, and seeing videos instead of concentrating in what they have to
now
do.
Now I, Samuel, and as my partners mentioned before, we recommend you not to get near to electronic devices while studying to prevent the concentration.
Valeria, the conclusion. Based in the information given by our resources, our conclusion will be that in the future there will be better technology, which means that it will have more effect on students by also affecting their development during classes. And it can also be possible that not all students have clear information taken into account that they could copy and that can be identified as plagiarism.